Welcome to our Together on Mission podcast, where we chat about what it looks like to apprentice ourselves to Jesus, to be with Him and like Him, in each moment and in each relationship. Our host is Travis Twineman, the lead pastor at the Inland Vineyard Church in Corona, California. In this season of the podcast, we will be talking about the good life as we read and pray through the book of Titus. So let's begin a conversation with Jesus this morning, and then enjoy that conversation throughout the day.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this season of the podcast. We're going through Titus. We're praying Titus. We're enjoying a relationship with Jesus in the morning, and then we're continuing to enjoy it throughout the day. So I've got Titus open in front of me. I got a cup of coffee, a journal. I'm in my spot, and it's good to be with all of you. Happy Friday morning. The title of the podcast this morning is Set Free. And so the question that I want to ask this morning is, what do you feel bound by? What can you not shake, not beat, not overcome, not walk out of? I mean, maybe for seasons you've had some freedom. Maybe for weeks or months or, again, a season, you've had some freedom, but it seems like you get pulled back into this thing, bound. You can't shake it, can't beat it. It might be a thought or a feeling, kind of a deep belief structure that's a lie. It might be a label that someone has put on you or that you have called yourself and in some way have accepted. It could be an addiction, you know, a substance or work, or even codependency. You know, I'm not okay unless you're okay, so are you okay? And if you're okay, you know, I'm okay, and round it goes. It could be a sin that so easily entangles you or so easily entangles me. But what is it? It could be depression, mild depression, or extreme depression. But what is that thing that has us bound? We can't shake it. We can't beat it. We can't overcome it. We can't walk out of it. And I want, as I've reminded us before, as St. Teresa of Avila has said, to sit in our weeds with Jesus, to sit in our issues, our sin, our brokenness, just to sit in the good and the bad and the ugly sometimes, because sometimes if we don't do that, we can't experience the grace and the kindness and the freedom of God as we experience God dealing with it. So what is that thing? I've got mine this morning that I can't seem to shake or beat and walk out of. What is it for you? And as that question is just kind of rumbling around in our mind and our heart, let's look at one of the most visionary passages in all of the New Testament. Titus chapter 3, verse 3 and 4, Paul says to Titus, "At one time you were foolish, disobedient, deceived, and enslaved by all kinds of passions and all kinds of pleasures. You lived in malice and envy, and you were being hated, and you hated one another. But when the kindness and the love of God our Savior appeared, He saved us." Now, that is one of those moments in Paul where he just goes off with the glory and the grandeur of the gospel and the idea and the celebration of being set free from bondage. That word enslaved or tied up or bound is in the past tense. Paul says, you were enslaved. You were bound. You were tied up. He uses the past tense, and of course that word enslaved, right? The antithesis of freedom is a major theme in the narrative of Scripture. From Genesis to Revelation, some people would say that that is the story. It's always a story of bondage and freedom and how we were created free and we chose bondage, and God, by the power of the Spirit, in and through Jesus, put this freedom plan in place. And so Jesus came and took authority over the evil one and set the captives free. And by the power of the Spirit, we have been set free by the grace and the mercy. And that is the story. And so we're talking about being set free. And even the word that Paul uses in verse 5, saved or sozo, means to be released, to be set free. So the truth of Scripture is that we are free. We are, as Paul would say, more than conquerors. We're, you know, created for freedom, and we have indeed been set free. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And that comes to a focal point there at the heart of the gospel, where Jesus is given authority, which is the authorization to deal with sin and evil and Satan. And then Jesus is also given power, which is the ability to deal with sin and Satan and evil. So there's a little bit of a tension there. Because I'm thinking right now, and this is where we started the podcast, of, you know, what sin so easily entangles me? What thought or label or addiction so easily entangles you? What can we not seem to shake free of or get over, you know, or work out? And there's a little bit of a tension there because Paul talks about freedom. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And I was reflecting on this morning, and I want to walk through three ideas. And the first one is that I think sometimes the enemy convinces us that we are actually still bound when we have indeed been set free. And so we collude with that lie and kind of settle into that sin or that label or that addiction or whatever it might be, because the enemy in his crafty, subtle ways has convinced us that although the truth is that we've been set free, we still believe because we say, well, this is my experience. And sometimes we believe our experience more than we believe the truth that is in Jesus Christ and the victory that has been won. And I know this is very honest, and I'm getting a little bit more personal, but sometimes with this thing that entangles me, this sin, this thing I can't get quite free of, sometimes in the moment, I actually think that this will bring life, right? Like, you know, this will get me, this will get you through the season, this will get me, you through the night, this will actually allow me to get what I want, you know, and we justify it in all different kinds of ways, and we're actually calling, you know, evil good. That's exactly what Adam and Eve were doing. You know, they were duped into thinking that reaching out would expand their horizon. You know, reaching out and taking the fruit of that tree would open their eyes and be desirable for gaining wisdom and knowledge and everything else. And sometimes I fall into that. But the truth of this passage, we were enslaved. And now the kindness and the love of God has set us free from that sin which so easily entangles us. And that sin is death, even though the enemy is so crafty to sometimes come along and say, you know what, it's not a big deal. It's kind of going to lead to life. And, you know, thirdly and finally, I know that for me, because we're talking about this tension of being declared free and being free in Christ and still sometimes struggling, I know for me, there are some, you know, deep patterns that have hung on for a long time. There's brokenness that's in me, is still rumbling around in me, and in some ways and in some areas, no doubt this is the case in your life as well, there's a journey toward freedom. There's a fight for freedom. There's a battle between the flesh and the spirit, and honestly, sometimes the flesh wins. But there are areas in our life and things and lies that die hard because those may have been areas that for a long time the enemy had a handhold, a foothold, or a chokehold. And so there's a journey for freedom. Sometimes we have to fight for what is true in Christ and become in and of ourselves what we already are in Jesus Christ, who has indeed set us free. And as I was reflecting this morning and just kind of thinking about this thing that so easily entangles me, and as I was reading this passage, there was something in my heart that just cried out, Lord, I want freedom. I want all the freedom that you have for me. I want every bit of the freedom that you have for me. And as I was reading this passage, and I saw that Paul, uses enslaved in the past, but talks about the kindness and the love of God our Savior and the salvation of Jesus Christ in the present. Again, something in me just said, okay, I want all the freedom, God, that you have for me. And because where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Because here's the truth. Let's just enjoy the truth for a moment, and then we'll start meditating on it for a little bit. But we have been released from bondage. We have been released from slavery. We're more than conquerors. We've been made new. We've been reborn. We've been, you know, renewed. And of course, there's going to be a time between the cross where Satan was defeated and the second coming where Satan will be destroyed, where there will be a battle. And I woke up this morning and I read this passage and I just said in my heart, and I want you to say in your heart, let's fight that battle. Let's call the enemy's lies lies. Let's call evil evil and good good. And let's choose the Spirit in those areas of flesh where that brokenness seems to continue to hang on and experience the new life of being more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. So let's ponder our freedom. Let's just spend some time in the presence of Jesus and meditate on our freedom and that we've been set free and that we're no longer slaves. And let's walk and talk with the one today that has indeed set us free, because where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. We'll talk on Monday.
Thanks for listening to the Together on Mission podcast. We hope you are blessed and encouraged by it today. If you had any questions about the Inland Vineyard Church, our ministries, or our Sunday services, feel free to connect with us on social media platforms like Facebook and Instagram, or check out our website at inlandvineyard.org.